Listen to me, and let me tell you what this means. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Instead, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about. This is what I will do in the last days, God says. I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. Yes, even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will proclaim my message. And I will perform miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. And there will be blood and fire and thick smoke, and the sun will be darkened, and the moon will turn red as blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And then whoever calls out to the Lord for help will be saved. Amen.
Amen. So let me ask you the question, which is the question I'm going to invite you to talk about. When was the last time you were ever excited? Because I think for many of us, you get to a certain age and station in life when you're not allowed to be excited anymore. Because you've seen it as being a bit simple. When was the last time you were excited? And when was the last time you were excited about the things of God? See, we've got some hands up, brilliant. So we're going to join together to sing All Over the World. Just for a minute. When was the last time you felt excited? I think you get to a certain age in life, and if I was to give this microphone to Trudy, she would say, I know exactly what you'd say. You'd say, last week she went to see BTS. Who? BTS. Twice. Woo! Oh, and she's got a bag. Oh, she's got a BTS bag. What does BTS stand for, even? Pardon? Sorry, I'm going to have to come your way. You know what BTS stands for. Go on, tell me.
방탄소년단.
There is Korean band that... The Korean boy band. Oh, yes, that sold out in Wembley. Just Wembley? O2. Wembley, yes. Who knew? Right, but you put your hand up.
We're going to have a baby. It's very exciting.
Very exciting. There's a baby coming. So when I say, when was the last time you were excited, I am not just saying, when was the last time you were excited in church? Obviously, I know you all got here this morning, you all looked at those flowers and thought, whoop, whoop. Right, so what I want you to do, please, is to get into ones and twos, threes and fours, talk about when was the last time you were excited? Beautiful thing. I think this is a nice, safe, neutral thing to talk about. You don't have to be worrying about, you know, oh, blimey, I won't know the words. It's just, you know, I'm excited about the football. I'm excited that you English people by the end of the day are going to be weeping and wailing. That's, I'm excited about that. I am. I'm excited about that. if you're thinking, do you know what, my heart is heavy and I need a bit of time just to pray, straight out the door, there's a room, there'll be some readings, some Bibles, and some music. If you're thinking, do you know what, this Holy Spirit business, I want to do something creative, head off towards the hall. Carol's your leader. Are you ready? I'm happy for you to stay where you are. 3, 2, 1. So, does anybody have a story to share with the rest of us of a time when you were excited by the things of God? Excited by the things of God? Let's try it again. A time when you were excited by the things of God? I see you, Jane. Thank you. No. Liverpool winning the cup was not a thing of God. Football obsessed. Chelsea winning anything is never the thing of God. Newcastle winning anything would be a thing of God because it would be a miracle. Scotland winning anything would be a miracle. Right, so here we go. Has anybody got anything to share of being excited by the things of God? Jane has. Right, Jane, you're going to have to blast this out. Right underneath your mask.
Most of you will know I had to have an operation for my eye, a cataract, which was called a dense cataract. That was one where it had a very high percentage of risk, and I was going to have a general anaesthetic. I had a lot of people who prayed within this church, friends and another church, and some friends I knew who had a Bible study group who immediately said, yes, you know, our Bible study group will pray for you on this date when you go in. I went to the hospital and they decided that the anaesthetist, no, we wouldn't have a general anaesthetic. We'll think about having a sedation. So for about 5 minutes, the surgeon was quite cross, kept coming back. Quick, you know, you're first in, you're holding me up. I want you now. And the anaesthetist said, no, we're deciding what's best for the patient. And we discussed it. I went in and I really felt God within me as I walked through the doors to sit on the couch, and that he was there at the whole time. And I had the sedation within about 20 minutes, came off, had no side effects, and that, I think, is a living proof of God at work.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thunderous rounds of applause is what's been brave enough to talk to us. Anybody else got a story to tell us of God at work and the excitement of it? Bethany.
So I'm going to go back into my history a bit. When I was 15, I was on life support for 2 months, unconscious. And many people, many different faiths, many different groups were praying and working with it. I did come out and I came through, and we feel that God was there throughout the whole thing, and not just in the hearts of my friends and my followers, but working with them to make sure that I was saved.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you. The exciting, perpetual presence of God. We join together to sing, O breath of life, come sweeping through us. A seat. So the Holy Spirit of God is the bit of God that loads of Christians get a bit anxious about, but is that bit of God that is our experience of God every day. The bit of God that's inside, nudging, the bit of God that's inspiring, that perpetual experience of God is what we would label in our Trinitarian style the Holy Spirit. We have four requests for prayer that I've collected from the prayer box. If you ever want us to pray for you for something specific, there's a box out there beside the coffee bar. Please write your request. I will read these to us. Please pray for the Reynolds family in Ireland who have lost their son, Stephen. My friend Olga, who is such a vivacious young woman, she's bedridden now and her disease is terminal. In my country, doctors do not disclose to the patient their terminal diagnosis, so she actually does not know that she is dying. Pray for all members of the church who make visitors so welcome. God bless and thank you. Please pray for Deanne. I have been bullied by a few people in the workplace. The boss, Nick, is behind this. Please pray that he has moved on to a new job and that the other three people would leave. Thank you. Amen. So let us pray. Holy Spirit of God, we pray for those who need your healing spirit, physical healing, those who need the healing of your peace as they come to the end of their lives. And we pray for this woman, Olga. We pray for the healing of your spirit for those who are bereaved, and we hold up the Reynolds family in Ireland. Gracious Lord, whose spirit is peace and whose spirit is justice, we pray for all those who are being bullied, whether it's at school or in the workplace or in churches or in councils or in parliament, wherever it is. And we pray for your strengthening for this woman, Deanne. And we hold up before you all those who are anxious about what is going to happen tomorrow when they go to work, to school, to whatever it is they regularly do on a Monday. And we pray for those Christians who face discrimination and mocking in their workplace. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus. And more than that, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. In this place, we particularly hold up the people in North Korea. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are persecuted because of their faith. Keep them strong and also keep them tender. And we pray for the life of this church. We ask, Lord our God, that we would be a community where people are welcomed and able to come as their complete selves. Let your love flow in us and through us. So we bring those things that are a burden to us. Come, Holy Spirit. Be born in us. Inspire us and refresh us. For we are your people, and we would make you known. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. So we join together to make our offering, and while we are making our offering, the choir will lead us. She sits like a bird.
To be gathered through all the world.
So let us pray. Energize us, Holy Spirit. With the challenges that are ours in the week ahead, may we know you as our companion. And these gifts of money are a sign that we offer every day in your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we join to sing our final hymn, all seven verses. Seven, not five. I picked seven verses. There's a spirit in the air. So may the Holy Spirit of God breathe hope into our hearts, transform our fears, and bless us with the gifts of courage, compassion, and understanding, that we may share our faith with renewed confidence and renewed commitment. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, let's try that again. In Jesus' name, amen.